Yep, we've flown in Tom Rooney, of course, owner of the 308 Brass Rail. Did I get those numbers right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah, that's our address.
Impressive. And also with the commercial contractors. Let's talk about the Brass Rail first. How's it going?
You know, business is good. It's been a up and down whirlwind the last 3 years, as we talked about before. Kind of missed those appreciation days where we were making, you know, a couple hundred meals a day, but we're still doing quite a bit. It's good to be open, good to have people in there playing pool and darts. We have softball starting, so I just hope the weather turns around a little bit here before they start their first games in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you do a lot of fundraising. I know last week you had one for Lumen softball.
Yeah, that was a great day. We had the ladies come in. We did a fundraiser for the softball team. We sold meals for $10 a piece, and we give $5 right back.
Yeah.
So we raised about $405 for the Lumen Christi softball team, and they can use that for whatever they need. And it's not a lot of funds, but it's something that they can use for just their own club and not have to depend on it from the school.
You do a lot of that sort of thing, don't you, Tom?
We do. We have a Lumen Golf, ladies golf one coming up. We have one for the Special Olympics, and we have one for CCAN, for the Child of Neglect. That's coming up. So, yeah. Yep.
So, talk about your association with a commercial contractor.
Yeah, you know, I'm on the board of the Jackson Commercial Contractors Association. My job is to get new members. It's pretty simple. Whenever I go out and tell people about it, if you want more business, if you want a good networking environment with men and women who enjoy helping the community, it's easy. It's $350 a year. You don't have to be a contractor. You don't have to be a subcontractor. I own a bar. I'm still in there. Obviously, I still do a little bit of construction, but I get business by people ordering meals. I get help when I'm trying to do fundraising. And just meeting the right people in town helps you. Networking is important, and that's what we do.
Yeah. How many members do you have?
In a logical sense, about 75 to 90 rotating, because, you know, every year you have some people joining, some leaving. Mm-hmm. But we keep around that point. A good 40 attend the meetings regularly, which is once a month. It's on the second Wednesday of the month. We meet at Cascades Manor House. It's not required, but, you know, I would suggest the more you show up, the more you get business. And I think our attendance is growing, where people are starting to see, especially the businesses are starting to see the networking is valuable.
Well, I think I remember when you first joined.
About 8 years ago I joined.
So, yeah. Obviously, it's work for you.
Yep. I joined when I had a sewer company. And then when I sold that, I had a handyman company and the bar, which mm-hmm. I still do. And I saw the value. And so it pays itself back every year. We have a golf outing coming up here in August. That's a great way to bring new members. If you enjoy golfing and you want to just come have a good day and meet some people, that's a good introduction. So if anybody's interested in that golf outing, they can check out our website at the Jackson Commercial Contractors Association.com. We also have a Facebook page, which tells you what's going on and what our members are up to. And then here's a little secret. If you are a contractor or a subcontractor and you want to know what projects are coming up to bid on, our group usually knows first, because we have that poll. Our whole reason for existing is to get local businesses, schools, large nonprofits to hire local. And because of that, we usually know what's going on first. And the top guys, obviously, are the contractors. Your GCs are the ones at the top. And then they hire all of us down below. And that doesn't only include flooring guys or painters. That includes marketers, insurance companies, people that feed their crews. It's pretty remarkable how those dollars trickle all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah, are they finding it difficult to find good help?
You know, they are. And so what we have done is we've started a scholarship program. And this program benefits young individuals, girls and boys, who are going into the trades. Now, the requirements for these scholarships, so it's $1,000 per one. The requirement is if you get the scholarship, you have to attend a school and get through basically your first semester. And that money will go right to the school. Check mailed right to them. It'll help with your tuition. But we also realize a lot of people aren't going to school for trades. They're just going right into the workforce. So if you work at a job for 90 days consistent and it's verified by your employer, we will send that check for $1,000 right to you as an individual. And you can use that to buy tools, go towards a truck payment, go towards a certification if you need it. And that's what we do. So we just gave three away on April 12th to three different students. I do believe one Northwest, one Jackson High, and one Michigan Center, if I'm remembering correctly. And this is very easy, and we don't get enough applicants. So if you have, if you're listening, your kids are going to trades, it's very easy. Just go to our website, jcca.com, and it's a one-pager. Just fill it out.
Yeah.
And get your kids that money. Grants, scholarships are important, and there's so much out there, but we got to get these kids to do something, you know, fill those things out.
Yeah, we've seen the big push for going into trades. Have you seen any type of turnaround where more kids are taking that route?
I do believe so. I mean, my own kids alone are looking at the trades, and I think I was watching Mike Rowe the other day. He was on, I can't remember what news channel he's on, but he said that there's a big push. And he said, don't count Gen Zers out. And that's what, you know, they're talking about the generation that everybody gets a reward. And he said, just remember, if your kid's a snowflake, you raise a snowflake. And he was basically saying, you are the cause of whatever kids you're causing this. You know, you can talk bad about Gen Zs, but he said, don't count them out. They're good kids. These kids graduating these days are hard workers. And if you want to turn them towards the trades and help them, let them know that trades matter, whether it's a mechanic, whether it's, you know, a plumber, painter. You can make so much money in the trades.
Yeah, your group, too. A lot of these guys are competitors. They're in competition with each other, but it works out well, doesn't it?
In all honesty, they're not in competition. We all are, yes, but there's enough work in this town. If you actually stand up and walk around in Jackson right now instead of complaining, you would realize we are in one of the most beneficial environments that you can get in Michigan. If you drive to other cities, they don't have what we have right now. We have constant building going on, roads getting done. We like to complain about the roads being bad, but when we fix the roads, we complain they're getting fixed. We like to complain about apartments going in downtown because they're not the right people we want, whether it's older, subsidized, or young. But guess what? We have a very good bedroom community here, and I think that's the term. People are living here and driving to their jobs an hour away because they know Jackson's a nice environment. So if you look around, you'll see there's a lot for us here. So, the competition you mentioned, yeah, of course it's there. You have the architects that compete for jobs, but there's plenty of work. Mm-hmm. And so if you do it right, you can just work together and make it happen.
So what's your technique to recruit some of these new members?
You're hearing it right now. Did I recruit you yet? No, I mean, this is what it is. I mean, I'm just being honest, talking to you. I'm Jackson born and raised, and I'm proud to be here. And when I hear negativity, I can handle it for a second, but I'm pretty rude once I get going, because I want them to realize, you know, we have a lot to offer here. Our school systems alone, I mean, we have seven of the best high schools you can think of, really, in our surrounding areas, including, you know, right here in town. I mean, Jackson, Illumin, Western, they're all amazing, you know. So the kids that we have, the abundance of diversity from, you know, farmhands to mechanics to kids learning, you know, in town. We have the Career Center. We are very fortunate to have what we have here. So
really, Tom, anybody could get into the commercial contractors, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain. It's any service organization, whether you're an insurance company, you build websites, if you are a hauling company, if you do sewers, if you do nothing but set bathtubs, there's a place for you in the group. We obviously want general contractors. We want more. We have six. We would like more.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of focus on commercial, obviously, not really residential. That's the other group in town. But we would, if you deal with commercial, you know, buildings or doing work, I mean, even handyman work, you could replace light fixtures. You know, join us. We have a great group of men and women who are really growing in this town.
So, give Tom a call. Probably leave a message.
Yeah, you can shoot an email, and Angela, our executive director, would get it. Or mm-hmm. You could call me. Yeah, 517-740-5500. I can direct you to a meeting or send you an application.
What's for? You're probably going back to do lunch. What's for lunch today?
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
It's Taco Tuesday at the Brass Rail.
Taco Tuesday at the Brass Rail. Tom, thanks for rolling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Tom Rooney.